This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
All right, you maniacs. Buckle up, Buttercups. Grab your beverage of choice because today we're going to tear into some real shit.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to your hats, folks, because we're about to go rogue.
So you've shared some intel from the wonderful, insane world of Engaged AF magazine.
Always a good time.
And you want to talk about spring engagement shoots in Colorado?
A dream, right?
Oh, the dream.
Supposedly.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Pastel colors, fields of wildflowers.
Maybe a little rustic barn.
Some flowing dresses, wind blowing in the hair.
Sun-kissed skin, maybe a little golden hour glow.
Golden hour, always a hit.
Right. Mid-April in Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where things take a turn.
Not quite the fairy tale, is it?
I mean, you might be picturing sunshine and those wildflowers and blue skies.
But Colorado in the spring, let's be real.
Oh, honey, Colorado spring laughs in the face of your Pinterest board.
It's more like a surprise hailstorm, a mud bath.
Wind that could knock you off your feet.
And that golden hour. Good luck finding it behind a mountain at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Right. It's like Mother Nature's playing a game of fuck your perfect photos.
I love that game. It's my favorite.
It's a classic.
It really is.
So we are not here to sugarcoat shit.
No way. No how.
We're going to give you the real deal, the down and dirty.
The truth, the whole truth,
yeah.
And nothing but the badass truth.
The truth that will set you free from the tyranny of unrealistic expectations.
And empower you to not just survive your Colorado spring engagement session.
But to absolutely crush it.
To own it.
To make it so goddamn epic.
That even Mother Nature will be like, damn, they came prepared.
All right, let's get into it.
Hit me.
So first things first, the wild card, the unpredictable beast, the thing that can make or break your shoot.
The weather.
We're not talking about your average spring sprinkle here.
Oh no, this is Colorado, remember.
This is some next level shit, like chaos in a Patagonia vest.
Chaos in a Patagonia vest. I love that.
It's the perfect description. You can be basking in sunshine 1 minute, sweating your ass off.
And then, bam.
Hit with a snow flurry the next.
Or torrential downpour.
Or wind that could carry you away to Oz.
It's like the weather gods are just messing with you.
For their own amusement.
Definitely for their own amusement. They're bored up there.
They're like, let's see how these lovebirds handle this.
It's a test.
It's a test of your love, your sanity, and your wardrobe choices.
And let's be honest, mostly your wardrobe choices.
So how do you win this game?
How do you outsmart the weather gods?
Well, you don't, really.
You can't control the weather?
Nope, but you can control how prepared you are.
And that's where rule number one comes in.
The golden rule, the one that will save your ass, literally and figuratively.
Layers, layers, layers.
Layers are your best friend, your lifeline.
Your secret weapon against the elements.
You want to look hot, obviously, but you also don't want to end up looking like a popsicle.
Or a drowned rat.
So think about it. Cozy flannels you can tie around your waist when the sun decides to make an appearance.
Badass cropped jackets.
Vests that keep you warm without making you look like the Michelin Man.
Maybe even a long, flowy duster that just screams drama.
And here's a little secret for all you visual folks.
Spill it.
Layers add texture to photos.
Ooh, good point.
Which is a huge plus.
It's all about that visual interest.
So you're not just warm, you're photogenically warm.
You're winning on all fronts.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about what you're going to put on your feet.
Because this is important.
This is where practicality meets style and kicks those silly expectations to the curb.
Preach.
Rule number two, write this down. Bring boots.
Boots.
Sturdy, waterproof boots.
The kind that can handle mud, snow, and maybe even a zombie apocalypse.
Leave those delicate heels at home.
Unless you're planning on auditioning for a remake of Bambi on Ice.
Because Colorado trails in the spring, they are no joke.
It's like an obstacle course of mud, rocks, and hidden puddles.
One wrong step, and you're face down in the muck.
Or you've twisted your ankle.
And nobody wants that.
Especially not on your engagement shoot.
Now, you can definitely pack those cute heels or dress shoes for a few shots.
Once you're on solid ground.
But trust me, your ankles will thank you for starting with boots.
Your photographer will thank you too.
And your sanity will remain intact.
Speaking of sanity, let's talk about the mud.
The mud. The glorious mud.
The bane of every spring engagement shoot in Colorado.
Rule number three, kids. The mud is not a myth.
It's a reality. and it's coming for your cute clothes.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Even if it's not raining, even if the sun is shining.
That snow is melting up in the mountains somewhere.
And that runoff is creating a mudslide of epic proportions.
And guess where it all ends up?
On the trails, in the fields, everywhere.
So be prepared, my friends.
What's in your arsenal against the mud monster?
Okay, here are your weapons. A towel,
Yes.
a waterproof blanket, preferably one you don't mind getting a little dirty.
And a plastic bag for your muddy shoes.
Throw those bad boys in your car.
You'll thank me later.
And if you're thinking about any cute seated poses,
Which, let's be honest, you probably are.
bring a small folding stool.
Save your butt, save your outfit, save your photographer's editing time.
It's a small investment for a huge payoff.
Now, let's talk about timing, because timing is everything when it comes to light.
And light is everything when it comes to photos.
It's the magic ingredient.
And in Colorado, the light can be a tricky little bit.
Especially in the spring.
You might see a sunset time online and think, oh, we've got hours of golden hour goodness.
But then those damn mountains get in the way.
They're beautiful, yes, but they also love to steal the sun.
They're like light vampires.
So, rule number four, aim to shoot between 5:40 and 7 p.m.
What's your sweet spot?
and build in some buffer time.
For weather delays, wardrobe malfunctions, snack breaks.
Life happens, people, and especially in Colorado Spring.
So don't be that couple panicking as the light disappears.
Okay, we've covered the weather, we've talked about boots and mud and timing.
Now let's get to the fun part.
What the hell are you gonna wear for this epic adventure?
Because let's be real, the outfit is key.
First of all, let's burn this outdated notion that spring equals pastels.
Seriously, who decided that?
This is your engagement shoot, not a goddamn Easter egg hunt.
You don't have to dress like you're part of a candy-colored rainbow.
Coordinate, yes.
Compliment each other, absolutely.
But don't be afraid to be bold, to be yourself.
Show your personalities.
Think about what makes you feel confident, comfortable, and like a million bucks.
Muted tones can be stunning, like olive green with a pop of rust.
Or classic cream and denim, always a winner.
And for the love of texture, embrace texture.
Knits, corduroy, lace, even a touch of leather.
These details add depth and visual interest to your photos.
And speaking of details, let's talk accessories.
Accessories can make or break an outfit.
They can add that extra touch of personality.
Hats are fantastic, but make sure they're secure.
You don't want your hat flying off in the wind and landing in a mud puddle.
Layered jewelry is always a good idea.
Adds a little sparkle, a little shine,
A statement jacket?
a bold lip color. But
Yes.
maybe leave the Fitbit at home.
Unless you're going for that, I'm secretly tracking my steps while looking romantic vibe.
Which, let's be honest, is not a vibe.
So we've covered the wardrobe essentials.
But what about the other stuff, the survival gear?
The things that will keep you sane and looking your best.
Think of it as your don't have a meltdown kit.
Okay, I'm intrigued what's in this magical kit.
All right, here's the breakdown. Lip balm, essential.
Chapped lips are a no-go.
Powder for those mid-shoot shine emergencies.
You know, when you're glowing a little too
A
much.
hairbrush for taming those wind-blown tresses.
Because that Colorado wind can be brutal.
A small mirror for quick damage control.
Gotta make sure you don't have mascara running down your
A
face.
towel or waterproof blanket. We've talked about this, but it's crucial.
For sitting, for posing, for keeping your clothes clean.
Snacks, snacks, snacks.
Hangry couples are not cute couples.
Pack some granola bars, nuts, fruit, whatever keeps you fueled and happy.
Because nobody wants to deal with a bridezilla on an empty stomach.
And speaking of happy, don't forget the celebratory beverages.
Ooh, yes.
Champagne, beer, coffee, whatever gets you in the mood.
Just remember to drink responsibly.
We don't want any accidents happening on those slippery trails.
Portable hand warmers, lifesavers in those chilly temperatures.
Especially if you're shooting in the evening.
And let's not forget about props.
Props can add so much personality to your photos.
They tell your story.
Think about what's meaningful to you as a couple.
Your favorite books, records, maybe even your hiking gear.
These details make your photos unique and memorable.
And of course, we can't forget about the furry friend,
The dog.
the ultimate engagement shoot accessory.
Engaged AF is all for it.
As are we.
But, and this is a big but,
There are rules, people.
bring a friend, a designated dog wrangler.
Someone who can keep your pup entertained and out of trouble.
And plan to get those dog-centric shots done first.
Then the wrangler can whisk the pup away for a break.
So you can focus on your couple shots without worrying about Fido chewing on your bouquet.
Now, let's talk about outfit changes.
Because this is a question we get a lot.
To change or not to change, that is the question.
The answer is, it's up to you.
But think about the logistics.
Changing on a muddy trail is not fun.
Neither is trying to squeeze into a tight dress in a cramped car.
If you're going for multiple looks, make sure you have a plan.
A spacious car, a pop-up tent, something that will make the process easier.
And finally, the question that haunts every Colorado couple's dreams.
What if it rains?
Or snows?
Or hails?
Here's the thing, embrace it.
Unless it's a full-blown blizzard.
Some of the most magical photos happen in the rain.
Or smell.
It adds a touch of romance, a bit of drama.
And the lighting after a storm, it's incredible.
So don't freak out if the weather doesn't cooperate.
See it as an opportunity to create something unique.
All right, lovebirds, we've covered a lot of ground.
We've talked about weather, outfits, mud, dogs, and everything in between.
But the most important thing to remember is this.
This is your day.
Your shoot.
Your story.
Don't get so caught up in the details that you forget to enjoy the experience.
Be present.
Be yourselves.
Be goofy.
Be in love.
And let your photographer capture the magic.
Because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
The memories.
The moments.
The love.
So go out there.
Embrace the chaos.
Have fun.
And make some goddamn magic.
We'll be right here cheering you on.
And maybe judging your outfits a little bit.
Just kidding. Kinda.
But seriously, you got this.
Now go forth and conquer that Colorado spring.
And send us your photos.
We want to see the magic.
And the mud. And the boots.
And the dogs.
And the love it.
All of it.
All right, we're out.
Peace out, lovebirds.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
And tell your friends.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.